He may born in, need a bridegroom come. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. How many of you are ready tonight? It's a serious matter to be settled. Tonight, your case will be settled. It's a night of settling case. I think one of the reasons why we don't go to settle our case because we don't know that we have a case. When you know you have a case, you will sit down to settle it. Because the case you have that you refuse to settle today will settle you tomorrow. How many of you are ready for something? Just actually we are here. If sleep catch you, God will catch you in your sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. God bless you. We have begun a good work. I will have given you, maybe we will have done the next 1 hour. There's a level I cannot jump now that you can still jump. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. But I believe I will jump. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. There is a lot of cases to be settled tonight. And those cases will be settled. Now, that's a matter. That's a matter now. The matter, that will make your life to be matter. This is the reason why we are here. When they call Apostle Peter, the first time that the Gentile region will hear the gospel, I was so surprised the kind of message he went there to preach. And it's the kind of message that have the capacity to produce results. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Just a verse. And I believe that verse addresses all the cases of human beings. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I've came to realize that every human being on earth needs healing. Your own healing may not be physical. It could be spiritual. It could be mental. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In that passage, we can draw out the oppressed. We can draw out the oppression. We can draw out the oppressor. At the same time, we can draw out the deliverer. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, to let you know that the case that we need to settle tonight is so important. I will read the next two scriptures for us. Because I've seen some people say they don't have challenge. I say it's not true. It's not true. You don't have a challenge. If I see anybody that say, I don't have any challenge at all, I see a dead man talking. Because challenge will hang when you are no more. How many of you are following? Mm-hmm. You will ask me, say, so what is your challenge? I say, ah. Africa has how many nations? We have not gone there. It's a challenge to me. Because I say, go into all the world. Yeah, we are seeing one state. And it's a great challenge. Do you see challenge now? Because what are better in my life, the other needy. Are you seeing challenge coming? Huh? Okay, that's good. You say, but I don't have a challenge, I have food at home. Good and fine. You have thousands of people around that doesn't have food. Is it not a challenge? That God has positioned you to feed multitude? Is it a challenge? Hmm. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 7. Surely, it's a dangerous world. Surely, oppression maketh a wise man mad. A wise man, when oppression comes, he becomes a madman. I've seen some people that they are under the oppression of the devil of sickness, and they wish that God should take their life. Do you understand my point? What do you think that makes people to commit suicide? It's oppression. Whatever oppression you are walking under, hear this. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, will tackle that matter tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, surely, oppression maketh a wise man mad. What kind of statement is that? A big man, well-learned, well-behaved, his son is misbehaving. Is that an oppression? A man with connection, and nobody remember, is that an oppression? I want you to be awake. Because we are actually here to settle matter. If you don't know how to settle your matter, help me to settle my matter. It will be a plus. Are we together? What is the meaning of surely? Without doubt. Oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a geek destroyeth the heart. What came upon Nigeria for the last 2 months? Is there an oppression? You have your money. You are hungry. They deny you of it. Is that an oppression? Or maybe, let me call your attention. What happened to us that time? Say, surely, oppression maketh a wise man mad. What kind of thing? And now realize, okay, there is no single person on here today that can testify that he's living to the full potential that God gave him. Nobody. We are still praying. How many of you believe? Please, if you don't have anything, anyhow, to pray for yourself, just face me and keep praying. And God will be rewarding you. But I want to tell you something tonight. The power of the Holy Ghost that destroys yokes is coming upon you tonight. Hallelujah. Job chapter 35, verse 9 and 10. No, we are going somewhere. Settle it in your mind now that your case will be settled tonight. Settle it in your mind that tonight is that night which the Lord has prepared to settle your case. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. Do not, there are challenges you have. You will sit down alone, you will be crying.
Oh, excuse me. Is there anybody like that? God is visiting your case tonight. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the harm of the mighty. How many of us are ready to pray? Eh? I said, how many of us are ready to pray? So get ready. Because tonight is actually a night of marching forward. It's a night of leaving your position where you are now to move to the position that God has prepared for your life. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. I say, if you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. I saw a brother speak one day. I don't know when I started crying. You look at him, every area depreciated. And they have already concluded, the brother in the law, they have concluded, in fact, when they were praying for him, they were praying a prayer of send forth. You were there in the hospital, we went there. As soon as they finished their prayer, we allowed them to go. We stood there. The law is not your time. He must not go. As we prayed, we left. We came back home, we couldn't sleep. And at about 4 a.m. in the morning, God said, wake up, go and tell him that he will not die. Hallelujah. And we went, two of us went. And the following day, a man appeared to him in the dream as he slept up. He said, be giving thanks to God for this good that come to you. Ah, the brother said, now I'm okay because God has shown. Today, I'm talking, the guy is doing well now. Now this is 40 years. I don't know what has been written concerning you that is not in the dictionary of God. Tonight, the power of God will destroy it. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, tonight let me announce to you, I came here with the bitterness of heart that people's case must be settled. People's case must be settled. They will have cleared that young man away. But God said, stay. Hear this again. Hear and hear very well. The power of the Holy Spirit will settle your case. Oh my God. You are not with me. May the trouble that you will not be able to settle on your own, may it never happen to you. They say, but not there. Where is God, my maker, who giveth songs in the night? There are challenges you enter, you will not be able to pray. Every word of prayer will disappear from your mouth. Have you ever been there? Hey, you will forget that any, you forget whether the word of God exists. You never get there. May you never get there. Listen, let me tell you the truth. I'm a living testimony. I trust me. God has done enough. And he's still doing it. If God comes down today and says he's no longer God, I will follow him. I've experienced him to a point. I'm serious. Listen to this. But not fair. Where is God, my maker, who gives us songs in the night? Verse 11. Who teacheth us more than the beast of the head, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven? See, I just wanted to agree that the power of the Holy Ghost will settle your matter tonight. Oh my God.
lay your right hand on your head. Just ask the Lord to release His power upon you. Say, Lord, release your power upon me. In Christ's name, we are praying.
Amen.
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 I say amen.
Amen.
None of you will escape the power of the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day, I woke up, I became weak. Literally speaking, I became what? And I said, Lord, I speak. Nothing happened. I'm going somewhere. This thing lingered 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And I sat down to be looking. I was alone, I was now looking. And God now whispered to me that the power of the Holy Ghost is in your spirit. But it's not in your body now. That is why you are weak. I didn't understand. Immediately, I lay my hand on my head. Say, Lord, release your power upon me now. Strength came. Do you know why? When the Holy Ghost came upon you, He will renew your life. Because He actually came to renew you, not to battle you. Because he renewed the face of the head. He that renewed the face of the head, if it landed in your body, what happened? Get ready for renewal. Are we together? Please, ask your seat. I'm going somewhere. Hear this. How many of you are ready to pray? This meeting is an unusual meeting. The power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus could not accomplish anything without the power of the Holy Ghost. My heart desire and prayer tonight is that God will release the power of the Holy Ghost upon us. I say God will release the power of the Holy Ghost upon us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 104 verse 30. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They were created. Thou renewest the face of the head. When it comes upon you, it will renew you. He that renewed the face of the head is the one to renew your body. A time I say, Lord, how can I live without being sick? At all. When we are sick, we pray and we are healed. That is not God's best for us. The best, listen to this. God's best for us is for us to live without being sick. Hello? That is God's best. When we are sick, and we pray and we are healed, it's good. But when you are living without sickness at all, it's the best. Are you with me? God will take you beyond where you are. I say, God will take you beyond where you are. I say, the Almighty God will take you beyond where you are. The plan and purpose of God for your life is that you will live in divine health. But it takes the power of the Holy Ghost to get it done for you. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to get this job done for you. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. May God help you tonight to experience the blessing of redemption. We have read the blessing of redemption. But God wants us to experience the blessing of redemption. May God count you worthy to experience the blessing of redemption in the name of Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. For God was with him. For God was with him. When affliction gets to a point, a man with good idea will look as if he doesn't have anything to offer. But get ready, this night, successful. I give you an example last week. A man confirmed HIV positive, correct? And his case is almost beyond treatment. He called the vision. He said, Holy Spirit, I invite you into my life. If fully you are the one, as I pray in the Holy Ghost, something must happen. After 3 days, the HIV melted away. He went back to the same hospital where they tested him positive. It was negative. Anything you are passing through that is against God's will is only waiting for the power of the Holy Ghost. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power I'm talking about. The power that feeds your body is the power we are talking about. The power that garnished the heaven is the power I'm talking about. You know the meaning of garnished? When I read my Bible, that the Holy Ghost garnished the heaven. When the Holy Ghost who garnished the heaven come upon me, then it garnished my body. It beautified my life. Your life will experience the beautification of God. In the name of Jesus. Let me read it for you. Sometimes I wonder why things are not working. But because we didn't study long. You see God that thundering. He thunder from heaven. We hear the thunder from afar. We were shaking. The same Almighty God living you. And you echo your voice, nothing thunder. Something is wrong.
Yes, sir.
Something is wrong. Forget about religion. See, let me tell you this. I'm not here to manage life. No. I'm here to experience the fullness of the blessing of redemption. Excuse me. The Holy Ghost that Peter received. Dorcas died. They have washed her. Preparing her to, and they hear that Peter was very close. They call him. He knelt down. He prayed. He said, Tabitha. And she opened her eyes and looked at Peter. Yeah. Excuse me. He came back. Had a voice that was clothed with the power of the Holy Ghost. May God clothe your voice with the power of the Holy Ghost. She came back to life. And I realized, let me not do theological Christian. I need practical. What do you need?
Practical.
We need reality. Let's forget about story. It happened in the Bible. Let it happen now. Some people never read what you say happened. They want to see it now. When that fateful day that woman cried and came, the daughter gave birth, the baby was alive, the woman died. And the woman had deformity in the leg, in her leg. Now that part, a bad news now joined. The woman Louis doesn't know where to run. She called. She came. And we're having our seminar, we're just praying. I said, madam, do you believe? Say, yes, we believe. All of us were there. If a woman crying with leg problem, and they call her that your first daughter gave birth and died. He said, but the baby is alive. We don't want to see the baby alive alone. We need the mother. Immediately God is talking, and we anointed the picture. Do I have the picture? I say, yes. We anointed. I said, all of all you have said for your hand. The case has come now. Jesus that people are calling today, they don't see Jesus physically. You are the Jesus they are seeing.
Yes, sir.
You are the one. Peter demonstrated it. In shadow path. We need to get to where. Are you here to settle the case tonight?
Yes, sir.
And we anointed, we stretch out our hand, we pray less than 10 minutes, let's go. Go and be giving thanks to God. In the evening. The woman saw. Oh, the parent that came in the morning doing like this. When it's all, you see, oh, when miracle happen, is the wonders of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the miracle of God will happen in your life in this meeting. Can you imagine HIV positive, condemned, go home and die? 3 days later, the power of the Holy Ghost visited our blood and washed it away, flush it out. Today is still alive. We came back from Yola one day. As we're coming from Yola, we met someone. Oh my God, it's like skeleton. Just like skeleton. I mean, just like, what is the problem? By being looking at the person, you know that, may God help you so that this person will not go. Immediately. We're all there. I said, mother, do you want to live or you want to die? She said, I want to live. Open your mouth now. We pour fire. How many of you are here with the bottle of your oil? You are going to know the meaning of oil today. You are going to see. We pour it in our mouth. We rebuild this dead. Go. Unknowing to her, she was a chronic HIV positive to die. 3 days later, she came back. You could see her face glowing. I said, what happened? Say, I went and said, this is which result? Because that day you didn't tell her that anything is happening. Unknowing to us. Oh my goodness. Satan has sent many away with the oppression. Any oppression that you are walking under by reason of the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. That oppression is broken now. She came back glowing. Full of joy. She went and gave testimony in our church. We glorify God. That's not our problem. Our joy is that life is sustained. Your life will sustain. I say your life will be sustained. Your life will be sustained. When John the Baptist sent his two disciples to go and ask Jesus, are you the one? He said, go and tell him the testimony you see. Sometimes we should share the testimony of what we are seeing. What has happened? Brother Paul said, I will not share testimony of what God did not wrought through me. We are seeing it and we are seeing it. Your case will not be an exception. You are here to receive solution. You are here to receive recovery. You are here to receive restoration. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If we believe in God,
Jesus is alive.
In 2017, We had a meeting like this in the evening. We share briefly about the anointing oil. A woman came from Benue with chest swelling, and she took that oil that day. We command it to be power of God. She took it. 3 days later, the swelling has gone. The power went in, flushed out every devilish thing that make life uncomfortable for her. Every devilish thing within your body system that make life to be uncomfortable for you, I declare them flushing out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say tonight is my night. My case will be settled. Tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. How many of you believe that? You will experience it. You will see it. You will taste it. You will testify it. You will hear it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Ghost. You are struggling on. You are trying to sustain. But when the power of the Holy Ghost comes, your struggle ends. Not by mind, not by power, but by my spirit. Fear the Lord. So, give me Job 26, verse 13. He garnished heaven by your spirit. I love our sister, they know how to cook very well. They will explain some things to me tonight. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Honestly, I had the news today that is a very bad news. The person I saw last November. I had the news today that is now, he has been in hospital for 2 months. The leg has been hung. They hang his leg. And according to the report that he's going to stay there for 1 year. Ah! I said, look, something must happen. Ah, no, deliverance must come. Kai, kai, kai. Friends, hospital is not a good place to sleep. Whatever the devil has written concerning your life to be hospitalized, by reason of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I destroy them now. When last I met that brother, very lively and jovial, and everything was okay. Only for me to hear today that the leg has been hanged for 2 months. I said, yes. 2 months? And this is going to spend 1 year. Nalayo. No, 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 no. Even as the meeting is going on now, the power of God will fall upon him where he is. This guy, nothing was up, nothing. He wasn't speaking. He just fell down. You see the way people are dying today? They say, oh, the man just go, he's slum. What is slumming? Oppression of the devil is what they call slum. Any name you give me, forget about it. It's an oppression. But any oppression that you are operating under, by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, I pull you out now. I pull you out now. I pull you out in the name of Jesus. Prophetically now, move a little forward. You are out of that problem. Tonight your case must be settled. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are out already. Oh, I say you are not a candidate of oppression anymore. That yoke is destroyed. That yoke is broken. That burden is lifted. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From tonight, this pain you have been feeling at this side of your life is gone out forever. That arrow is removed forever. In the name of Jesus. You are not able to share with anyone. But periodically, at a particular time of the year, you see the pain coming. It won't come again. I say it will never come again. I say it will never come again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, my dear, hear this. Any pain you are experiencing, tonight, the power that raised Jesus from the dead is visiting that pain now. It's removing that pain now. It's removing that pain now. In the name of Jesus. God opened my eyes to see the nailing with stitches me. And when it was time to pull it out, the man says, not going to pull it, it's going to tear it. And God said, see, in the next, look, listen, every oppressor attacked with your life, to torment your life, to destroy your destiny, to damage your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, I put an end to the oppression in your life. Oh my God. So they mad him. That yoke is destroyed forever. It's destroyed forever. It's destroyed forever. Hallelujah. Who tell you that you not move on? That is not in the dictionary of God for your life. Hear this. Lift up your hands. Every power that stagnates your life. Sometimes you see your mate. You are more brilliant than them. You are more sound than them. It's as if the entire world is against you. Hear this. That yoke of stagnation is broken. That yoke of stagnation is broken now. That yoke of stagnation is broken now. That yoke of stagnation is broken now. Shame must be broken now. That shame must be. Listen to me. I believe I preach Christ and Him crucified. Christ and Him being crucified is the reality. But many God children are here to experience it. Tonight we are here for experience. I say you are here for experience. You are here for undeniable experience. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray. I don't want to read the Bible as a story. I want to read the Bible and experience what it's written. How many of you are ready? I said, how many of you are ready for that? Tonight is a night. A night of glorification. A night of beautification. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Are we ready? You are going to pray. Whatever spiritual change that the devil has used to tie me down. Let me tell you this. You may say, but sorry, I may mention some cases that you may not like. But please forgive me. It is for your good. Whatever you need to do in a particular time that is shifted to another time, already there is something wrong. Let's say in the program of God, at the age of 30, you're supposed to settle down. and you are not 40, you are not settled down. Something is wrong. Don't say now, so life they be, not life. No. I want you to get angry with your situation now. Excuse me, am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying this so that you understand.
Yes,
a man was working in the bank. He time he collected salary. Before 5 days, the thing is gone. He has nothing to show for it. And he went to one man of God. Now I praise him. He said, make I tell you the truth. It's a strange hand that used to collect that salary. He said, what? I'm born again. I speak in tongues. I say, calm down. He said, it's a strange hand. Anytime you set for your hand to collect that salary, actually it's another hand. Ah. The man said, eh? He said, yes. He said, I'm going to give you an assignment. Don't be afraid. And tell your colleague that when they receive salary on the table, amen. You cannot be afraid. You are going to do something. When you are going, go with a sharp cutlass. When he gave you the money like this, between your hand and the money, slash it like this. He slashed it. The collar didn't touch his hand. The collar didn't touch the man's hand. So they saw blood. Live blood. From that very moment, he collected that salary. He began to know what to do with it. Every stranger, taking away what belongs to you by the power of the Holy Ghost, I damage them now. It's a serious matter. If I may ask you a sincere question, many of you here, you walk like elephant, you eat like rat. Tonight is the third night. Every stranger representing me. Oh my God. Excuse me. I'm dealing with a matter tonight. And this matter, we must settle it. You are going to pray. Every stranger representing me. In the name of Jesus. I divorce you.
I divorce you.
I want you to pray radically.
We are praying.
Sir, I beg you. Pray tonight as we have never done before. I beg you. Please, sir. For my sake. Pray tonight as we have never done before. I want you to help me. Pastor William, I beg you tonight. Let's fight this battle once and for all. If you look at me very well, you will know that there is a small oil on me. Very small. Small oil. Small day. Very small. The other day I said, Lord, I am grateful, but I am not satisfied. We travel together, we see.
Am I communicating?
Do you know the next prayer? Every stranger taking away what belongs to me. You know, listen. In this very land, a certain lady was already engaged. They have done for tradition. They have done it. Remain only church wedding. She came back from that certain city and she slept. She saw that somebody carried away her boss. She came and told Lord, this is what happened. She said, let's pray. She left us. Except the marriage we hold tomorrow. It's about 5 years. I don't know. Except that marriage we hold tomorrow. But as far as that one, you know, hold on. It is not because you are not beautiful.
Yes, sir.
When a stranger, you know what I mean by stranger? There are spiritual strangers. You know you are a spirit.
Oh. Hear this. Tonight is your night.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Project for us. Job chapter 12, verse 19. I want us to be brutal tonight. You know, the prophecy has gone out upon you.
Yes, sir.
That by 6 a.m. this morning, you started experiencing good things.
Yes,
it will happen. No?
Amen. Amen.
You are not with. I say it will happen.
Amen.
I say it will happen.
Amen.
A leader princes a waste point and overthroweth the mighty. And overthroweth the mighty.
If I make some statement now, you will understand. Let me tell you this. Sorry, just hear this. Do you notice that many born again God children, when they sleep in the night, they have sex in the dream? Eh? Do you notice that it's a stranger? Friend, are you ready to pray?
That stranger taking away what belongs to you in the realm of the spirit. The Almighty God must overthrow them.
Amen.
It may look funny, but this is what we are saying. But I believe God.
Yes.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Someone will be set free.
Amen. Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, yes, sir.
I want you to be so bold. Are you this spiritual stranger?
You this spiritual stranger.
Taking away what belongs to
taking
me.
Taking away what belongs to me.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
By the power of the blood
by
of Jesus.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
I overthrow you
today. I overthrow you today.
Turn it to prayer.
God has to take it.
Amen.
This is. We are going to pray.
Oh yes.
You emptier of my destiny.
Yes.
Listen to me. There are people that their destiny has been empty.
Fire.
There are certain experiences that we are passing. Hear this. The emptier of your destiny.
Yeah.
The emptier of your glory.
Yeah.
We give way tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hear this. How many of you are ready for something?
Yes. Yes.
We are going to pray.
Yes.
We are going to pray.
Yes.
Sir, help me pray. I see today is either it happen or you die. Want to pray two dangerous prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
As the prayer was going on.
Yes.
I saw a separation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you know the separation? When you grant come,
yes,
you want to make it pass. You know when you grant it, you bring it back. You see this, it's not settled. But now, when it is settled, you see water.
Yes,
you see this.
Yes.
Now,
I receive it. I receive.
Whatever that make life to be meaningless.
Yes.
Is this separated out of your life?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
All shakable must be shakable.
Amen.
All movable
devil must be movable.
Amen.
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 In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Sir,
I don't know how you are going to pray. I can't do it for you.
That
the emptier of your destiny must give way.
Yes. Amen. Yes, yes.
The power of restoration is here.
Libagada Boro Tosolo Govera.
In the name of
Liga Paratike Tabara.
Empower him.
Imano Sukala.
Lord, release the power upon him.
Imano Sukataya.
To pray for tonight.
Amen.
To pray for tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That demon.
Karabusa.
That stands.
Yes.
I say no way for you.
Yes.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
I stand.
Yes.
Upon the solid rock.
Yes.
And I command you.
Yes.
Be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
This life is God's image.
Yes.
You demonic idol.
He has so close to his
this one. Will not make life. Will not make meaning in life. By the power of the blood of Jesus. I challenge you now. 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 Be gone to the name.
Amen.
You must go.
Amen. You must go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You must go.
Amen. You must live in it all. Amen. You must live in it
all.
Amen. You must live in
it. Amen.
Be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You must go.
Amen.
You must go.
Amen.
I say you must go.
Amen.
You must go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight is tonight.
Amen.
Tonight is tonight.
Amen.
Tonight is tonight.
Amen.
That stranger taking away what belongs to you by the power of redemption, be gone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You emptier of my glory.
Yes, you emptier of my glory.
You emptier of my destiny.
You emptier of my destiny.
Tonight, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I command you, and I bind you,
from operating against my life, from today,
in the name of Jesus. Turn it to prayer now. Let's pray.
Amen.
We are going to pray. You power of darkness.
Deny me.
Of what belongs to me.
Now.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
I destroy you.
I defeat you.
Turn into prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Are you still ready?
Okay. Yes.
Now. You will pray.
Whatsoever
that the enemy has stolen from me. From the very day I was born.
Till today.
I collect it back. Are you ready for
that? Yeah.
We are praying.
Amen.
I want you to mention those things.
Yes, sir.
If they are long,
yes.
You sons of men, will you share my glory to
share?
Sons and daughters of glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
Please. Mention those things.
I don't dare to put it that.
You see, that's a great man of God. A very great man of God. A great man of God. Well known. His mate in school, who happened to be the best student, happened to be the best student. He has nothing. And this great man of God has become everywhere. And he sent for his friend to come. The man came for the first day. The man wanted to issue check for him. He hold the pen like this. He couldn't issue it. 3 good times. Now say, my friend, there's a trouble. The person that is not close to me, I help them. Why is it that anytime I want to help you, I don't feel like it? And now carry him, say, let the prayer team carry him. They should go and pray for him. After 3 hours of prayer, he came out. The man released the check.
Higher God.
Yeah, life, I say life is spiritual.
It's spiritual.
Don't let us deceive ourselves. Many of us, we have read this book very well. But we have not experienced it. This is the problem. We are going to pray. Those glory. Your glory.
My glory.
Your honor.
My honor.
What belongs to you?
What belongs to me?
You must collect it.
I must collect it.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Do you think that the madman of the street?
Yes.
The God created him to be mad?
No, sir.
Who changed his story?
Human being. The devil. Go take it, sir.
Something will happen to you.
Amen.
Are you ready now?
Oh yes, sir.
Whatever you know, that is God's blessing. That you are yet to experience. Beginning to take them now.
Amen.
Command them to come.
I command them.
In the name of Jesus.
Command them to
come. We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to pray the last prayer. It's going to be a big experience. Job 26, verse 13.
Yes.
It's going to be an experience.
Amen.
Keep praying, no, don't stop. Tonight, if the spirit has not you that you remain there, all we are after, you must experience the glory and the honor of God.
Amen.
By his spirit, he had garnished the heavens. Give our energy. By his spirit, he had garnished the heavens. By his spirit. Don't worry. Endure this prayer. You will enjoy tomorrow.
Amen.
You see, there are a lot of issues. But I believe God. God is certainly your gift.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you, Pastor William, God is certainly your gift.
Amen.
The miracle that will happen, you will, even though if you decide to close mouth, people will see it.
Amen.
It will happen in your ministry.
Amen.
It will happen in your life.
Amen.
It will happen in your marriage.
Amen.
From now, as you launch out, God will echo your voice.
Amen.
Do we have it? By his spirit. Apart. 26:13. By his spirit.
His spirit has made the heavens beautiful.
Now, his spirit has made the heaven beautiful. I want you to pray. Lord, beautify my life.
Amen.
By your spirit.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Tonight I have come for beautification.
Beautify my life.
By your spirit.
By your spirit. Your spirit.
Beautify my life.
Beautify my life.
In the name of Jesus. In the name we are praying.
Amen.
There is going to be a miracle of healing now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing miracle now.
Amen.
Listen. I want you to mention part of your body. Lord, by your spirit, beautify my bone.
Amen.
Beautify my muscles. Beautify my blood.
Amen.
Beautify my liver.
Amen.
As you are mentioning it, I bet with you, that sickness is gone forever.
Amen. Amen.
That wound is closed forever.
Amen.
Jesus.
That throne is melted forever.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
You are going to tell the Lord.
Yes.
Beautify. Be made. Eyes in you, God be mentioned
in the name of Jesus.
Beautify my blood. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
We are going to pray. Say, Lord,
Lord,
beautify my destiny.
Beautify my destiny
by your spirit.
By your spirit.
When God beautify your destiny, you will be the only one that know how to do it.
Yes.
How many of us are ready?
Yes.
God will do it all.
Amen.
I never knew that destiny is a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spiritual matter. No, it's a spiritual matter. And I know that this meeting is meant for the beautification of your destiny.
Amen.
Remember, by reason of the multitude of oppression, they made the oppressed to cry. But from now, you will cry no more.
Amen.
Over those issues, you will cry no more.
Amen.
Over those issues, you will cry no more.
Amen.
A man of God got to a point in life, say, Lord, do you really call me? When things were not working.
Yes.
In your case.
Yes.
Lift all your hands. In your case, things will work for you.
Amen.
Your destiny has something to do with what you are doing.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
As you are telling God to beautify your destiny, you are telling God to beautify the work of your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
From today,
yes.
Your hands will be sufficient.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, testimony is about
Amen.
Amen. Your testimony is endless.
Amen.
You are going to pray.
Amen.
Lord, by your spirit,
Lord, by your spirit,
beautify my destiny.
Beautify my destiny.
By your spirit,
by your spirit,
beautify my destiny.
Beautify my destiny.
By your spirit,
by your spirit,
beautify my destiny.
Beautify my destiny.
Beautify the work of my hands.
Beautify the work of my hands.
Got the cross.
What? Mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
You need a shy? Lay your hand on your tummy. Right now, that holy seed of the Lord
Amen.
Is given.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That fruitfulness you are waiting for,
yes,
is delivered unto you now.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Finally, on this session, a man came from Europe.
No, there are a lot of issues.
I tell you that it is not English that is called Christianity. It is reality. He came. He opened bakery. Very powerful bakery. Decorated, well decorated. Nobody come there to buy bread. They do all the marketing strategy. Nobody comes. But the local bakery, close to him, people are trooping. And I said, now, my case is not a grammar case. He went to the mountain. As he lied down, pray, they say, that your bakery is only beautiful outside, but they have renewed the beauty inside. When God beautify your destiny, you will leave the gate of beautiful to the inner court of beautiful.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The man had to pray like no man before. Not those grammar. He kept it.
Yes.
When he kept it, he faced reality. And God vindicates my apostle. A medical doctor. Correct medical doctor. Powerful one. They sack him. Say they sack him. I'm not talking of now. In 90s. If they sack a doctor in 90s, don't you know that destiny has been changed? Don't know what they do in that church? Very wonderful church. Every Sunday they will collect offering for him. And they have 3 children. When they collected the church offering, they said, now our brother has been faithful, we need to collect offering now. May today end the day of giving you bread of sorrow.
Amen.
Amen. They invited the guest minister, very radical man. He said, what happened to him? He want to collect offering. They said, no, they sacked him 2 years ago. They sacked him. He said, today, doctor, your wife and 3 children, no offering for you. You know, you look at the man as a madman. He kneel down here. He lay hands. Say, Lord, open his eyes to see what to do.
Oh, yes.
And this man, they went back home that day. As he slept. The following morning, God showed him a vision. Where himself, his wife, they tie water. Then there is no pure water. They tie it. And the 3 children carry it down and said, he ran back to the man. Say, go and start that water business. I tell you, sir. That very day, the second day they started, they have times 4 of what they used to give them. As I'm talking to you, as at early 2000, this man take water from Nigeria to West African country. He will have done a poor man. The force that will propel you to where God prepare for you is the release upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
After the year 2003, it's already easy trailer. To Niger, to everywhere. He will have died. He will have died in the valley of decision. Everyone under the sound of my voice in the valley of decision, may the Almighty God release His power upon your life.
Amen.
To get you on emotion.
Amen.
I want us to pray. Lord, beautify my destiny.
Lord, beautify my destiny.
By your grace.
Beautify
my destiny.
Beautify my destiny.
By your spirit.
By your spirit. Lord.
Beautify my destiny.
Beautify my destiny.
By your spirit. Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Can you stand to your feet? You can stand and lift up your 2 hands to the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask that you will release your power upon everyone. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The power that beautifies, the power that glorifies, the power that heals, the power that delivers, the power that restores, the power that blesses. Is it released in the name of Jesus? Anyone who came here before, a sick person, that pain
is gone forever.
That spirit of infirmity is gone in the name of Jesus. That growth is met in the name of the Lord Jesus. That issue of blood is dry up now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lazarus!
Come back to life. That dead part of your body
that has been dead by the power of restoration
is back to life. 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 In the name of Jesus.
That insanity spirit that has battered our life for many, many, many years by the spirit of the living God, I visit the foundation, the origin of that problem, in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus.
You will share your testimony here tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, celebrate Him. Give thanks to Him. Give glory to Him for restoring you, for beautifying your life, for beautifying your destiny. Give thanks to God. Appreciate Him. We honor you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website, www.thecream.org.ng,
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.